Man gets 15 years to life for DUI crash that killed woman, dog near Costa Mesa. Santa Ana, California, a 33-year-old Riverside man pleaded guilty March 17 and was immediately sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for a deadly crash that killed a woman and her dog in an unincorporated area near Costa Mesa. Ali Zohair Fakreddine pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, hit and run with permanent and serious injury, and driving drunk. Fakreddine killed 72-year-old Clissa Marice Kaufman of Newport Beach and her Shih Tzu, Bob, on September 6, 2020. Fakreddine was charged with second-degree murder instead of vehicular manslaughter because he was convicted of drunken driving in a Rancho Cucamonga court in San Bernardino County in 2008 and in Orange County in 2015. When drivers are sentenced for drunken driving, they are warned they could face a murder charge instead of a manslaughter charge if they are involved in a deadly collision while driving under the influence. The victim was crossing Irvine Avenue at Mesa Street with her dog in a crosswalk when she was struck by a 2014 Hyundai about 6:34 a.m., according to the California Highway Patrol. Fakreddine ran a red light at the intersection before hitting the victim and her dog and not stopping, the agency reported. Riverside police found Fakreddine passed out behind the wheel of his car, which sustained front-end damage, according to the Orange County District Attorney's Office. When the officers attempted to rouse him, he drove off, prosecutors said. The defendant had a blood alcohol level of 0.10. as well as fentanyl and marijuana in his system, Deputy District Attorney Brian Ora said. The sons of the victim attempted to write an impact statement to Orange County Superior Court Judge Kimberly Menninger, but found it to be too painful an exercise, Ora said. They wrote the following statement. We are not going to write any statement to the court. We thought about it and it's just too painful and at the same time brings a lot of anger and frustration about the tragedy and this whole process. I tried writing but it brought back so many emotions that I had to stop. The defendant offered to apologize publicly to the family, but that was rejected, Ora said. Fakreddine broke down several times as he struggled to make a statement to the judge. There hasn't been a day gone by that I haven't prayed for your family, Fakreddine said to the victims, who did not attend the hearing. Every day, I pray to God to take away your pain, your grief, he added. I'm sorry for the mental, physical, and spiritual harm I caused. I apologize for the actions I'm responsible for taking the precious life of. I wish I could take them back. The decision I made that day will haunt me. I have no excuse. I have to live with that. I will pray for you to the end of my days. Menninger said, I hope and pray there is some comfort in your words for the family. In these cases, there is no winner. Everyone suffers, Menninger said. Deadly crashes involving alcohol or drugs usually involve decent people who make a horrible mistake, Menninger said, adding that the defendants still have to pay the consequences. The judge said the defendant's plea and apology should be impactful when he appears before a parole board. The defendant was given credit for 922 days so far in custody.